French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pastrami. First, we mourn. We all miss the legendary Miami delis of the past. We need to name them to honor them. Corky's, Pumpernick's, Wolfie's, and the Rascal House. I'm sure my New York City born and raised mother took me and my sisters into a few, if not all of them, when we'd come to soak up the sun on our annual Christmas vacations. Time passes. Recently, my wife, Janet, and I went to a part of Hialeah I could have only found with the assistance of Google Maps. I won't forget it from this point on. It was and is a keeper. The name is Stevens Deli, and it has been brought back to life by my fellow Miami-based chef friend, Matt Kushner. If his name isn't familiar yet, his restaurants likely are, if you've been to any of them. The man has an eye for detail that runs from the food but also into the decor. All aspects of the look of his restaurants are given his attention. Even the restrooms are not an afterthought. They are places of humor and intelligence. But I'm here today to talk about classic Jewish deli's pastrami. Pastrami was originally known as pastrama, which connotes it was a way to preserve meats. It was introduced to the United States in a wave of Jewish immigration in the second half of the 19th century. The modified pastrami spelling was probably introduced in imitation of the American English salami. The difference between corned beef and pastrami? After curing, pastrami is usually coated in a dry rub of spices before it is smoked. On the other hand, corned beef is boiled. Matt Kushner has a not-so-secret ingredient to make his deli a hit. His birth name is Henderson Biggers Jr., but he goes by Junior and has for all of his 83 and counting years on earth. He was born in Union Springs, Alabama, and arrived to Miami to see what his brother was up to after a stint in the Air Force. He hired on at Stevens Delicatessen, starting off, as many of us did, in the kitchen life as a dishwasher, but he was destined for other things. Junior stands at a station near the end of the counter. We sat as close to him as we could. I like to watch the action no matter what kind of restaurant we go to. Junior stands at his post like a boxer who refuses to sit down between rounds. He sways to some interior music. His ball cap is all business. His hair and his mustache are white and in contrast to the dark, handsome beauty of his skin. In the final season of Seinfeld, there's a scene when the George Costanza character, played so well by Jason Alexander, sees his girlfriend making a pastrami sandwich. George becomes instantly aroused. In moments, they are making out on the kitchen floor. Seinfeld was playing on the television at Stevens Deli when we arrived. Seinfeld was famous for being a show about nothing. It is a compliment in that case, but Junior Biggers is a man about something and a lot about dedication, too. As we were paying, I asked our server if Seinfeld was always going to be playing on the television. He looked at me with a Mona Lisa smile and said after a beat, "That's the goal." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.